three games down with three to go and somehow be, you know, find yourself playing for the AFC West this Sunday?
Well, there came a point, I think, during the season. I go back a few weeks before that. There came a point where we kept saying, you know what, we've lost some close games. We're in a tough position. But we know that Denver's not that far away from us. They're only a couple of games ahead, and we can catch up. And we spent about 3 weeks there kind of saying that same thing, and we kept losing. So there came a point about 3 weeks ago after the Atlanta game where we stopped talking about it. We stopped talking about the possibility. We stopped talking about playoffs. We stopped talking about Denver. And all we said was, you know what? We've got four games left, and we're going to do everything we can to finish on a high note. And whether it's to put ourselves back in this race or whether it's to kind of set an attitude and a tone for the next season, we're going to do everything we can to finish this season right. And that was the approach there for a few weeks. Obviously, going into this Tampa Bay game, we realized the very real possibility of being able to stay alive for another week. And then it became something that, you know, was on our minds a little bit more. But we went through a few weeks there where it was just about us going out, having fun, and playing the way we know we could, and not worrying about the big picture.
I think I read somewhere where when you guys got in a plane, it was 13-0 Denver. I mean, can you just explain what that moment was like when you found out that Buffalo had won and you guys were still alive?
You know, it was a hell of a roller coaster. I think you go back a week before that, we were on the road, beat Kansas City in a game. We had to come back from a pretty big deficit. We were able to pull out the victory, and as soon as we got on the buses, you know, we heard that the score was pretty one-sided. So it was obviously a good feeling, but we knew we had a tough matchup in Tampa Bay, and we knew that, you know, for Denver to drop another game as good as they are and the talent they have, it was a hard thing for us to sit around wishing to happen. And all you can do is kind of just cross your fingers. And when we won that game in Tampa Bay, like you said, we got on the buses to head to the airport, and it was still 13-0. And all that excitement of just pulling out a great win against the Bucks was kind of, you know, leaving you. I remember talking to my family and kind of like, man, and just, you know, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know any score updates. I don't want to hear anything. I just want to hear the final score because it's killing me right now. So obviously when we got on that plane and we were kind of watching the TVs on the plane looking for updates, when we finally heard that we had a chance to stay alive and to keep this thing going, we were thrilled.
I'm guessing that this week has been kind of an extension of that. I mean, just some excitement over, you know, the chance to play for an AFC West title.
I'm sorry?
I'm just assuming, has this week been kind of an extension of that excitement? Have you guys been, I would assume, pretty fired up this week?
You know, we are. I think you look at how this season started, and you look at all the ups and downs. You look at the expectations when we first started this thing. You look at some of the unlucky things that have happened, some of the close games we've lost. And we went through a stretch, but like I said, where we just kept saying, oh, we're right there, Denver's not that far ahead. And there came a point where we had to forget about all that looking forward and just say we're going to worry about what's in the moment. And we're going to finish the season off right. And that was the focus a few weeks ago. Now, obviously, that's changed. We're in a position where one game decides it. And I think we're very excited. We're extremely excited to know that we fought very hard to give ourselves this opportunity, and we're here. And I think I heard you know, a quote from Cutler on TV or something saying, you know what, if you'd have told us at the beginning of the season a one game against San Diego to see who goes to the playoffs, we'd have taken it. I think we feel the same way right now. We feel lucky. We feel like we fought hard, and we're excited and we're thankful for the opportunity.
Do you expect a similar game this week to the you guys match up in week two?
You know, you look at what they do offensively, and they're so good in terms of those receivers. And you look at that offensive lineup, and we know they've struggled with injuries at the running back position. But you look at their offensive line, they're solid in what they do. They're a great pass-protecting offensive line. Denver's always found a way to run the ball, regardless of who's back there. And they have a guy back there that we feel has some abilities, some great abilities in Tatum Bell, a guy that we've seen a lot of. But then, I mean, you really look at that wide receiving core, and you look at the ability of those guys, and they're so different in certain ways, and yet Cutler makes it all work. We've got a hell of a challenge, so there's always the potential for them to come out and be able to put up big numbers. So it's an incredible challenge for our defense.
Huh. How did you guys handle the, you know, I mean, everybody talked about the Ed Hockley call. How much did you guys focus on that? I'm guessing it's human nature that you're going to think about that a little bit when you're behind in the standings. How did you guys deal with that, you know, the controversy here?
I think you look at that call, you look at what happened with that game. I don't think we focused on it as much as maybe other people did, simply because of the fact that we had about four or five games, you know, during a stretch there where something always happened. I mean, we had a game in London. There was a couple pass interference games late, or pass interference calls late that really hurt us. There was the game before that, the Denver game at Carolina. They threw the last second touchdown to beat us. There were just so many things that happened in that little stretch there that that we just kind of put it all together in one big pile and said, you know what? We've been unlucky. We know we're better than this. The ball hasn't bounced our way. But the only thing we can do is continue to fight. Obviously, looking back now, it's something that hurt us. But like I said, the thing we're focused on is the fact that we're still alive and we still got a chance. And we're just thankful to be here.
How real is the passion between these two teams? Sometimes we complain that sports today is about money, but these two teams seem like there's some genuine dislike.
Yep. You know, it all comes down to it. Actually, one of our San Diego reporters was just asking me about, you know, the San Diego Raiders, the Chargers Raiders matchup has always been, you know, the big rivalry, this and that. But over the last few years, you know, our games against the Broncos have been about as intense as it gets, and it's always been that playoff atmosphere, because I think both teams realize that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you know, these games between us and the Broncos usually have a pretty big implication in terms of who goes to the playoffs and who wins the division. So obviously when you get into a stretch of 3, 4, 5 years where you're going back and forth between one team for the division, you know, that rivalry builds up, and that enthusiasm every time you play each other builds up, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, especially when you get a game like this where everything's on the line, and it's all on that last game of the season.
What do you specifically think about Jay Cutler? It seems from, you know, just watching it, that there's some dislike between you guys and Jay Cutler, maybe Phillip and Jay Cutler, whatever it is.
You know, it's been talked up in the media and everything that's happened. At the end of the day, it's just two very competitive quarterbacks who are extremely passionate and play the game with a lot of enthusiasm, who went out and did that. And I don't see anything wrong with it on either side of it. And you talk about bad blood, this or that. We got a lot of respect for the guy, is the first thing you can say, because he's got an incredibly strong arm. He can throw the ball deep. He moves extremely well in the pocket, has the ability to run the ball, and is shown that he can be a great, great quarterback in this league. And you add that to the receivers he's got, and like I said, it's a big threat for us. So we've got to make sure we come ready to play.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.